listening to Blick on Flicks with Jacob Clark Blickenstaff, brought to you by the National Science Teachers Association. Today's episode, it's the end of the world yet again.
Scientists predicted what would happen, but it was too late. This is Sam Walden. If anyone can hear this broadcast, I'm still on Earth.
I heard the radio transmission. Where's everyone else?
There is no one else. Is it the same everywhere?
Yeah, it's the same everywhere.
I saw dozens of people starve to death because of hope.
I won't make the same mistake twice.
When do we leave?
Netflix has been producing more and more original content, and a significant portion of that has been science fiction. Check out my past review of the Netflix reboot of Lost in Space from 2018. A recent addition is the film Io, which brings some real star power to a post-environmental apocalypse storyline. There are only three actors with significant screen time, and two of them are quite well known. Margaret Qualley has the lead as Sam, a scientist. Danny Houston plays her father, who is also a scientist. And Anthony Mackie plays Micah. It isn't clear exactly when the film is set, but the technology looks pretty much present day, so my guess is the not-too-distant future. Some sort of toxicity in the air has rendered most of the Earth uninhabitable. The lethal element stays at relatively low elevations and causes flames to burn purple. To escape the deadly air, 100 rockets left the planet for a space colony near Jupiter's moon, Io. The colony is there because scientists have developed a way to harvest geothermal energy from other planetary bodies. And it's true, Io is very geologically active, so that science makes some sense. Henry, Sam's father, stayed on Earth because he was trying to find species that could adapt to the new atmosphere and perhaps make the planet more habitable in the future. Sam has a romantic email relationship with Io colonist Elon, but we never see him in the film. We see much of how Sam survives on her own in a mountaintop observatory with a greenhouse, a lab, and beehives. She occasionally travels down to an abandoned, increasingly overgrown city, wearing an oxygen mask to survive in the toxic atmosphere. Every day, Sam also broadcasts a message her father recorded, asking other survivors to make contact. About halfway through the film, Micah arrives by helium balloon. There will be one more rocket launch to the Io colony in just a few days, and Micah wants Sam to come with him on that rocket. Now, there is a lot of questionable science in Io, and viewers have been posting their observations on the Internet Movie Database page for the film. I'll note a couple of my pet peeves, but I'll also call out some points where science teachers can take some positive messages away from the film. First, space is big. I mentioned this in my review of Lost in Space, but it bears repeating. It's really hard for a human brain to grasp just how big space is, and that leads screenwriters to give characters some wacky lines to say. In Io, Elon writes to Sam that leaving Earth gives humanity a chance to eventually colonize a whole new galaxy. What I'm sure the writers meant was a whole new solar system, because that would mean traveling to another star with a habitable planet orbiting it. That's difficult enough, since stars are at least tens of light years away from Earth. Remember, a light year is the distance light travels in 1 year, more than 9 trillion kilometers. Humans probably won't have the technology to make a trip to another solar system for at least 100 years, and that's only traveling to a nearby star. Galaxies that are close to us are 100,000 to 2 million light-years away. At other moments in the movie, the writers imagine that a relatively small Earth-based telescope can get a super-clear close-up image of Jupiter. Sam looks through her telescope and is able to see the space colony orbiting Io. Although Io is one of the four moons of Jupiter that can be seen from Earth with binoculars or a small telescope, it's not possible to get a close-up of it from Earth. One of the best images of Jupiter taken by the Hubble Space Telescope is available in the link available on the online version of this column. It's a beautiful and very detailed image, but not even the HST could take a close-up of Io. Science notebooks. Though the writers had difficulties with the scale of the solar system, scenes of Sam collecting samples and working in her laboratory are good for showing a couple of science practices. First, Sam keeps a detailed laboratory record, a handwritten notebook of her procedures and the results of her experiments. Second, she seems methodical about identifying samples and labeling them carefully. For many field scientists, careful notation of where and when specimens were collected is essential to their work. Cross-referencing samples with the pages in the laboratory record is also key to documenting every experiment. Science and the Humanities. During Sam's first trip into the abandoned city, we learn that she's interested in mythology. She regrets not seeing an art exhibit titled Modern Mythology that was on display just before the exodus from Earth. She asks Micah to tell her about the story that inspired a particular painting, and in the end, she sees herself as a modern version of a mythological character. But no spoiler here to tell you which one. Science teachers have an opportunity to collaborate with language arts teachers who cover the Greek myths. It is perhaps worth noting that Io means moon in Greek, and the moon of Jupiter was named in the 17th century. Though there are some very non-scientific moments in Io, there is also opportunity for teachers to talk about good scientific practices, the scale of the solar system, and make connections to the humanities.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website, www.nsta.org, and search for Blick on Flicks.